It's 7:21.
It is time to crown another winner, Commuter Idol Season 3. We've had possibly our toughest and tightest contest between the finalists competing for the distinction of having the worst commute to work. For their troubles, WTOP is awarding our winner with $1,000 in cash and a limo ride to work from Reston Limousine. We have heard their stories this week. We have tallied the votes, and now we can announce that the winner of Commuter Idol Season 3 is Thurmond Alford Jr. Thurmond is joining us live.
You did it!
Congratulations, I guess. I don't know if congratulations is the right word, but you are the winner.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God.
You take a commute that takes you 3.5 hours to D.C., but you're off today, so can we take the award back?
No. Well, I'm going in for a little bit in my Richmond office here, so I'm off a little bit.
So let me ask you, have you become a celebrity in your office as a result of Commuter Idol?
Yes, I have. It's funny because people from our New York office call me up and ask me all these questions about Commuter Idol. And I'm like, how in the world did they find out and everything? So everyone told me that I had a crazy commute. I don't think I have a crazy commute. But, you know, with the meteor shower tonight, I guess I'm going to do a couple of wishes tonight. So this is pretty awesome.
Hey, what are you going to do with your money?
I am going to pay for my classes for my graduate degree I'm working on, design thinking. And I ask everybody to look up design thinking because it's been going on since the 70s. And it's something that I think I'm very passionate about with the federal government. I think that's a way of solving a lot of our problems moving forward with the federal government through design thinking.
All right, you say you don't think you have a bad commute, but we all beg to differ, and a lot of people listen to this, and they all beg to differ. What is it like to think that after everything has been sorted out, all the people who listen to us, they decide that you actually do have the worst commute of anyone they can think of?
Well, you know, I hope my boss and my director, all of them are hearing that, because maybe you know, next week may be a little bit different for me. We'll see what happens and everything. But I have one question to ask you.
Yeah.
I have one question. The limousine ride. Can I stop and pick up my slugs? We are sluggers. We are slug warriors. I want to share this with my sluggers.
Now, listen, if it were up to me, Thurmond, you and every slug mate you wanted could fit in. I don't know what the arrangement is, so I don't want to make a commitment that might disappoint you in the long run. But we'll get all that work through. I promise you we'll do that. And if we can get some of your slug mates to ride along with you, all the better. How about that? You'll be a hero.
Winter, summer, spring, I mean, the bad weather, the storms, my community kit I have, we've all developed that together. I feel connected to all the sluggers out there.
You know, you sound like a great guy. Yeah, I'm so happy you won. I'm so happy that you have an awful commute because I never would have met you otherwise.
Thank you very much, guys. And you know, I'm picking you up in Richmond, Virginia, and everyone down in Chesterfield that can hear. You know, y'all could give a little traffic report down in the Richmond area now and then. It would be great.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Thurmond, congratulations. Go for it. Enjoy that money. I'm glad you're using it for a really good cause. And we'll get the limo ride with your slug mates all worked out in the days to come. And, of course, we'll let everybody know about how that works out. Congratulations. You are the winner of Commuter Idol Season 3, big guy.
And we love the mindset. I also got to follow one of our commuters this week, and I want to apologize to Marcellus that he didn't win. He's got a terrible commute. He's a great guy. It was a pleasure to watch him and his family work through all the steps that they had to do just to get to the places they needed to be. And there are so many people who have stories like that, but it's really impressive what you do in your 3.5-hour commute from Richmond.
Absolutely. Great point. We want to thank all the people who participated and, of course, all of the people who deal with our traffic and listen with WTOP to get there a little faster, a little smarter every day.